agenda here. And share it.
There was a statement that you needed to read.
Yep, I'm going to do that as I pause the order here.
Okay.
And I just want to get everything all set up. So let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. This is a special meeting on July 1st, 2020 for the Board of Trustees. And I'm going to make a statement here that I've determined that an in-person meeting of the majority of the board members at this juncture would be impractical due to public health concerns that currently exist. And therefore, I am allowing the majority of the board members to attend electronically. Additionally, all votes must be taken by roll call. So, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Brendich? Brendich?
Here.
Chacon? Is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Forrestal? Is absent. And Garcia? Garcia?
Here.
Thank you.
Here.
Okay. So, let me, I don't see anybody else in the waiting room. I'll keep checking. Okay, so, recognition of visitors. So, we have Elisa here from the Library Director. And are there any amendments to the agenda? If not...
I do, sorry.
Sure.
Just for us to have a quick discussion about, I don't know, when is elections? Is that in July or is that in August?
July 13th.
Okay, so I just wanted to say something about elections during our meeting.
Sure. So, okay, we'll go ahead and place that on under new business as well. Okay, so any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Since there's no public present, no comment, any
comment from Beth?
So let's go on to our new business. So... yes, first, let's go ahead and do the elections. What is it that you want to bring up, Becca?
I guess because we have two people running for president, that I feel like normally when you have more than one person, even when you have one person sometimes, but normally when you have more than one person, you have some sort of, like, statement or, like, position from the people who are running for office for what they will bring to the position or something like that, just to help people... I know if I had been on for less time, even though I've been on for a couple of years, to try and make a decision, not just based on, you know, knowing people, but based on what statement they make about what they'd like to see happen as president of the library board, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so maybe we should then each of us release a statement as what we would like to do and what we've done, where we'd like to see the library go.
Yeah, like sometimes, like in the ALA one, they'll put like experience, library-based experience, you know what I mean? So years on the thing, experience in any positions of leadership they have, and then kind of like a vision statement. Yeah, I think that would be nice for everybody to be able to look at in making the decision. And then also... my other thing was, how are we going to make, are we going to do it by paper? I think we've had unopposed elections in the past, so it was just like, yeah, because it was kind of like, there's nobody else running for that, so yeah. But now I feel like it might be awkward if people have to say yay or nay out loud rather than writing something down. So if we could do elections by paper or something, I don't know what the procedures or protocols are for that.
I think we can can agree that a paper ballot, that's the board feels, that we can do a paper ballot.
Yeah.
Agree, Russ?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess take a roll call. And every for those who, I make a motion that are voting for president, since there's more than one candidate, will be done by paper ballot.
I second it.
Okay. Roll call?
Yes. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brindage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia? Theron Garcia? Theron?
You hear me?
I'm calling the roll for the paper ballots, so do you vote? Okay, thank you. And Hedman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Now let's go ahead and move on to the reopening policies and approving the reopening policies. So I'll bring those up. I'll share those.
He's getting those up, Elisa. Were we not under the rules of conduct on number four? Did we not previously add vaping to the smoking and chewing tobacco products are not permitted in the library?
I do remember that.
I thought
it was marijuana too, or no? Was that different?
It was vaping.
But I feel like it's smoking or chewing tobacco products, including. I thought we added vaping because we had talked about when we with the legalization of marijuana, didn't we?
I think we added marijuana.
I thought that was here too.
I think we added both.
I'm going to get my documents.
I can't hear what she said.
Here, hold on.
Did she say something? Darren, I don't know if you can hear it there, but I can't hear anything she's saying.
All right, so your phone must be an issue, volume-wise or recording-wise. If you'd like, here, why don't we just...
Okay. What I'm saying is the copy of rules of conduct that we're giving out to the public is the correct version. This happened to be an outdated one that was on the shared drive that's not updated. So what we're voting for tonight is to add number 16 to the end of the rules. And what you're voting on is for an addendum to the rules of conduct.
Okay. While I was scrolling through it, I had noticed that on the smoking that we hadn't added vaping and marijuana to it.
Okay.
So just wanted to make sure that was added to the rules of conduct that were being issued.
Okay.
Okay, so, Lisa, you want me to start with the addendum to the rules of conduct? That's what we're voting on. Okay, so... hopefully, it's a short.
I read it. I just thought that we should add a word. So, reasonable accommodations such as curbside and online resources are available to those medically prevented from or from. Medically prevented from. I feel like we didn't finish that sentence.
Mm-hmm. Where are we? Where are we? Which are we looking at? The addendum.
The one on his on the screen. So, reasonable accommodations such as curbside and online resources are available to those who are medically prevented from entering or who decline to wear a face covering. So it's like from entering the building or who decline.
Okay, so
I think it's prevented from using.
From using or who declined. So, okay. So then that should be added. From wearing or using. One of those words needs to go there. Or who declined to wear. It's just an awkwardly phrased sentence.
Prevented from wearing or declined to wear a face covering. Why would they medically?
If you're medically prevented, because there are people with doctor's notes that wear masks. So if they have a medical note that says they can't wear a mask, we're not going to let them in. That could be legally.
Well, I mean, are they? How do we know that they're medically prevented? I mean,
I don't know. People are saying that if they walk into stores.
There are a lot of fake cards out there right now.
Yes, all of the. Guidelines and all of I've done so many webinars on this reopening from the HR perspective, and there's a lot of it becomes an issue because if people are actually just saying things just to prevent themselves from face coverings. So if we're saying that curbside and online services are available to those medically prevented, I mean, we don't know that a customer or a patron is medically prevented. I mean, putting those words.
So we're just going to ask them to use curbside or online resources.
Yeah, if they. I mean, I guess we're assuming that they're telling us the truth. Is that? I mean,
the stores let them in. You know what I mean? The stores let them in if they say that they can't because of a medical condition.
Well, we have a good accommodation for them. So can't we just simply say? For patrons who
not if they need the computer
cannot wear or refuse to wear, and we don't care why, right?
Right.
If you're not putting a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you can't come in right now.
Right.
So
right due to the guidelines.
Yeah, I just think that sentence needs to be worded clearer, like she said. If patrons cannot wear or decline to wear face covering, reasonable accommodations such as curbside and online resources will be made available to them. Like, I think it should start with the...
Made available or are available, yes. Mm-hmm.
It should start with, for patrons who are...
For patrons who require reasonable accommodation.
No, it should say for patrons who cannot wear or decline to wear face covering, comma...
Alternatives are available. Curbside pickup and...
Yeah, alternatives.
Online.
Yes.
It's not an accommodation. Like, we're not accommodating.
Right, we're not...
Hey, do you have another option if you're not putting a mask on? If we don't need to know your personal business, why you're not putting a mask on, but this is kind of how it goes.
Yeah, so just say for patrons who cannot wear, but wear after cannot.
Patrons who cannot wear...
Or decline
or refuse face to wear or decline to wear.
I like decline, sounds a little nicer, but basically they refuse to put one on. Alternatives are available, such as curbside and online resources, period.
Yep.
I agree. Taking the medically prevented out, I mean, we don't need that in there. We don't want to put ourselves at risk for liability. We put those type of terms in.
Okay.
Yep, I think that's it.
Okay, good.
That's good.
And this is an addendum that goes into our policy manual, correct? What is this for?
This goes into policy, right, Lisa?
The rules of conduct in our policy manual, correct?
Yeah, it goes into the policy.
Okay.
Okay, so if everyone's good with this, then...
I had one question. Is there a reason why we say under the age of two? Is that... I haven't read anything that talks about that in any of the
CDC.
Oh,
that's a lot of places. The IS,
okay.
I
okay.
Met the little kid.
Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have
seen. I haven't read it in the CDC or the OSHA. Okay, perfect.
Okay, then I would like to make a motion that we add the addendum, addendum to the rules of conduct. So we'll go into our policy, the Yorkville Library policy book, and for face coverings, mask face requirement, I'd like us to add the paragraph that we just talked about. So make a motion that we add this.
I'll second.
Copies will be available at the July meeting. So let's do a roll call.
Okay. Walter?
Yes.
Brendage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let me stop sharing. Okay, so that is it for new business. There's no need to go to executive session.
Actually, I'm sorry, Darren.
Don't we have other?
There's another document that I saw.
Two more.
Some sentences fixed.
Yes, two more.
Oh, I thought this was
safety protocols and the requirements and what you can expect.
Right.
Weren't that part of it as well, or no?
Yeah. They're just policies, but there was some wording in the our requirements one.
Yes.
I read over it.
All right, so the, we have proposed hours. That also has to be voted on.
Yes.
Do it? Okay, I'd like to fix the 12 noon to 12 p.m. just so it's consistent with the other hours listed on the page.
Okay. You see that listed up here for proposed hours? Do I have that?
No, I don't see you not sharing it.
Yeah, let me share it again. Okay, here are the proposed hours. Okay. So, Mecca, you said you wanted to...
Just down here. It's small. I thought it looked good, except it says 12 noon instead of just saying 12 p.m., it was a tiny thing. It was just to make it look like all the other times on the page.
Okay.
Do you see where? Yeah.
Right here.
Oh, okay. PM.
Yeah, that was just a. Other than that, I thought now that we're open on Saturdays, we took away curbside on Saturdays, so that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder if somebody can't come in on a Saturday, will we offer curbside on a Saturday?
I'm just wondering.
If somebody can't go in.
The having curbside hours different from the opening hours, and is that going to be too confusing?
So Lisa says it's an error. When is Saturday then? There is Saturday curbside.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when is that? So it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. 10 to 12.
So it's before the library opens, so that they can do it before they open to patrons? Is that why they did that?
Because Friday and Saturday says 10 to 2. No, I'm looking at it.
Lisa says they want to be consistent with curbside.
Oh, they don't want to change curbside.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So Monday through Thursday is the big change with having the library open to patrons at 12, even the curbside starts at 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, am I the only one? It just seems like too much to try and figure out.
It is.
I mean, I understand, like, are we overcomplicating it? Is there a reason? I mean, I understand we want to keep consistency with what we've been doing for curbside, but with the library open, do we anticipate the need for curbside to have special hours, or is it something that we would be able to accommodate when the library is open?
That's a good question.
I'm sorry, my laptop would not connect. My phone doesn't have audio. The reason we're doing the curbside, keeping that going, is that people still do not feel comfortable coming in the building. Naperville opened last week, and they are not getting the amount of people they expected. Still are hesitant to come into the library. That's the reason we want to still have curbside in the morning, 10 to 12, so that anyone doesn't want to come in or doesn't want to wait till we open to come in has the option of driving up and getting there
recently. So, and I'm pretty sure that if somebody calls for a curbside after noon, you would still accommodate them, correct?
Sure. As a matter of fact, now we have people that are coming to curbside that call in, not making the reservation. For example, yesterday we had 36 reservations between 4 and 6. They ended up having 45 people, 9 extras that just showed up.
Yeah.
So they're being as accommodating as possible. We're not opening at 10 because we need that time to prepare for opening at 12. We're also still making service available curbside.
Well, I guess that's my question. If you are doing curbside, will it make it difficult to be ready for 12?
Right.
So should you just be 6 hours of curbside instead of 2 hours of curbside?
Well, people are still going to come in for curbside. Even as long as the library's open, they don't want to come in. They're going to call and ask for curbside delivery for their books.
Right, 12 to 6 instead of.
It's not going to matter to them really what the posted hours are. They're just going to want.
They're going to assume that it's just that.
They'll assume they can get it.
Yeah.
Do we have the staff, enough staff that's going to be available?
We're able to do curbside 10 to 12 because that only involves deliveries out of the meeting room. But we're going to move it from the meeting room up to the surf desk in the morning so that it's a little more convenient for the staff in the front. We're not looking at going back at this time to our regular schedule, because we want to try and do this, and I think it's an aggressive schedule as it is. This, hopefully, maybe by September, we can move back to our regular schedule. But for right now, I think the curbside is filling a great need of our patrons, and those people that want to come in and browse, we're not going to have the library be a place where you can camp out and lounge for the day. Grab and go. Come in,
right.
Get what you need, use a computer for an hour, and then get out of here. We cannot have more than 50 people in the library. We'll have probably about 10 staff members, and that's about 40, which, you know, I think is doable.
So up to 50.
We're going to start July 13th, and then if we need to adjust it in the August meeting, then we will adjust it. But I think staff and I, we've discussed it with the managers, and this is what we feel comfortable and we can do. And that's with being down 6 staff members. So we've got curbside pretty much under control, and we're ready to see if the public comes out. I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see.
I think, though, the question that we were asking as far as the hours, if you're going to be open for people inside 12 to 6, is there any harm in putting curbside 10 to 6, doors open 12 to 6?
I don't think we can accommodate them.
And I was going to say not 10 to 6, but you get there. What time do they get there currently? What time does the staff arrive to be ready for 10 o'clock curbside?
10 o'clock. maybe 10 till 10.
So this is what I'm saying. If at 10 they're arriving to get curbside ready, to clean stations, whatever the case may be, you can offer curbside from 11 to 6, like an hour after. Or my thing is from 12 to 6 while you're already open. And because you're going to go from 2 hours to 6 hours, you're going to see the curbside spread out. So now you don't have 30 people trying to shove that pickup in 2 hours. You might have 5 people this hour, 2 people the next. So it's just one person running out there when somebody calls. You know, that certification right. person can stay inside. And when somebody calls, they run outside with the books.
What we're finding out is that they're all coming right when we open, or they're coming right at the end. It's not
but they'd spread out if you gave them 6 hours to come.
Do you think that would change when the like Russ said, when once the library opens, you know, if you already have people that are just showing up unexpectedly, do you think, you know, that's gonna happen even more once the library goes to phase, you know, open up for phase 4? People may get there and feel, well, you know what, I changed my mind. They still have curbside service. Can I just get curbside service? What do we do then?
Yeah.
If somebody comes, you know, and then decide on site, hey, I don't want to come out. I decide I don't want to get out. You guys are still offering service. Can I have it? What do we do?
Well, if they don't have their books on hold, or then they're not going to get the curbside.
Correct. Okay.
I just don't think I have the staff to be able
yes.
to do it the whole time with being down 6 staff members.
Logistically, though, just so I understand, if you have 4 people come in to check out books versus 4 people come up curbside to check out books, other than walking the books out, what's the staffing difference?
Staffing difference is that 4 people that hold have to pull the book beforehand, have them checked out and prepared for curbside, whereas someone coming in and browsing, they're picking out their sources, their books, and bringing it to the desk to be checked out.
Oh, so they are taking it to the desk. Okay.
If they're coming between 10 and 12, how does pulling the books change if you open that window 10 to 6?
We pull the books. Pulling the books the day before.
Right. So if somebody's coming to pick up books, so let's say tomorrow's Thursday. If somebody's coming to pick up books Thursday, you're pulling the books on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
So if they're coming for curbside, why does it matter from a workload standpoint to restrict them to 2 hours versus having the whole day available for them to pick up those books?
Well, they could also be putting holds on the books in the morning.
Right.
I don't have the staff. If we can pull in the new people and get them trained, and so we can certainly change it at a later date. I just want to start slow and see how it goes with people coming in for the holding.
I understand the start.
Open, how many people will be at the circulation desk?
We have about 3. Well, 2 and the supervisor that are on.
Okay, so you'll have 3 people at circulation during that 12 to 6. So somebody could answer the phone, pick up the books, and run them out if people call for their books, right? Because I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of people not show up for their 10 to 12 when they know the library is open till 6. They'll show up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. They came from 10 to 12 because that was their only choices.
Right.
But once they know the library is open for the whole day, they're not going to show. I think you're going to see it die down, the curbside from 10 to 12, because people would rather have come at 12 or 1 at lunchtime, like while they were already out and about. They just came in the morning because that really was their only time. You know, that was what we gave them. But if I know the library's open till 6, I'm going to come at 5 on my way back from running errands or something like that. Does that make sense? I just feel like we have to also understand that curbside's not going to end at 12 just because we put those hours there. That they
now we're so short staffed right now and CERC that we're pulling staff from youth services to help out from 4 to 6. Just take them away from caring for the children's department.
But since people can't lounge and play the games and do the programs, that makes sense, right?
They're still coming in their parents to pull books. They're still going to be able to be on the computer for an hour.
I mean, we're all...
Are computers going to be for reservation, or they can just come in and use the computer?
They can come in, they'll be limited to 1 hour for adult and children.
I'm all for shortening our hours to whatever workload you feel you can accommodate with your current staffing. I'm just wondering why we have to add the layer of confusion between different hours of curbside and operation when we have the desk staffed. And if you're spreading, you know, as I said before, if we're spreading out those curbside pickups, it's not going to be the same hit that you're seeing right now with being open for 2 hours. I'm just trying to... I mean, I can't even tell somebody when the library is open by looking at this easily. So, I mean, I know 3 days a week you have curbside open at one time, and then I'm just trying to simplify it a little bit and understand how staffing is limiting curbside to 2 hours when the books are pulled the day before. I understand same day we can't necessarily accommodate. That's a pretty easy discussion of your books will be ready tomorrow. You called it in this morning. We can't accommodate same-day pickup for curbside.
Also consider that CERC is not only pulling books for pickup. You've got to check in and process all the books that are coming in through the book lot. Plus the fact that everything's being quarantined for 3 days.
Right, so people, I would tell them they have to, I mean, I get the calling in because people don't always know how to use catalog. But can we try to make these curbs, for me, we're open Monday through Thursday till 6, and Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2. I don't know, it almost feels like we should have the 10 to 12 follow with the Friday, and the 4 to 6 follow with the Monday through Thursday, just so it looked... I know, but
consistent.
Just not have special curbside. Just
come when you get called. Like, shouldn't people just come when they get a call that their books are ready?
That's the way it works now. That they will come in the library when they get the call.
But then, why do we need to list hours? I mean, right. You have the control of scheduling those pickups, right?
Right.
No, we don't schedule. It's just come in to pick up their holds. They have to come into the building.
Right, but we can have, don't we have a sign that says, so when we email saying your holds are available, can't we say, if you would rather stay in your car, call when you arrive and we will bring them out to you?
Yeah.
Couldn't we just add that to the email when we call, to the email or the call? Like, if you would rather stay in your car, please call when you arrive and we will bring them out to you. But that's, there's no curbside hours. It's just like, right. The library's new opening hours are 12 to 6, 10 to 2. You can come inside to pick up your holds, or if you would rather stay in your car, call when you arrive, and we will bring them out to you.
So are you suggesting 12 to 6?
That's when it's available, but they're going to come throughout that whole range.
Never that time.
And they may not come the very next day, because the way we had it, like if it's Monday and I can only come 10 to 12, I had to wait till Wednesday. Well, now I might come on Tuesday. Even though you call me to tell me they're ready on Monday, I can't come on Monday. I'll just come on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just come the next day because I'll come when you're open.
Well, the issue that we had keeping some of these hours was that we need downtime to be able to clean the building.
What do you mean? Between when and when?
Between 10 and 12, and also, you know, after 2 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
So can't you staff for longer than you're actually open? If you open from 12 to 6 for patrons to come in and curbside, just staff. Extra
from
10
to 6.
That.
She staffed from 10 to 6.
I don't have the staff, even for 4 to 6. We're using staff from youth services. We're down 6 people right now.
It's 6. Does that number went up?
Oh, it's going to be 7 next month.
How many hours do those 6 people equate to?
Yeah.
Were they all...
One person was 20 hours a week. That was Kathy Gresman. So that was a really important position. And the others were anywhere between 10 and 18 hours.
That's going to be a whole nother discussion. I think we just got to figure out how to reopen safely and effectively for the patrons without making it confusing. You know, I like what Jason said, you know, not making it too confusing about when we're open. I like what Mecca said about, you know, if they don't want to get out when they come to get their service, we can put, well, you know, call. Some businesses are still doing that. People are going and they're purchasing things and they decide, you know, I don't want to go in. I still want, you know, to get my things curbside. So I'll call. Maybe we can do that. And then just have those people place inside their trunk. I mean, just making it as simple as and effective as possible and not allowing us to have any hiccups and issues, too many issues. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not going to be issues because people still going to have their complaints. People still going to have the way that they feel. But just trying to make this a little bit easier for our staff members as well as our patrons, because we owe the duty to both.
And these were the hours that the managers and I discussed and what we felt comfortable with.
So if we were to go back and say our recommendation is just to have a set open hours accommodating both in-person and pickup and allowing for cleaning on whatever ends you need to for having closed door but staff inside to do that, do you think this could be reworked?
I could see maybe limiting Monday through Thursday to 12 to 5 so you have cleaning after.
Then that doesn't help the people getting off of work at 5 o'clock. They have to wait.
No,
have to wait till Saturday to get their material.
Well, they can't.
But you can.
But
see, with this, you can have people work. The staff could work 10:30 to 6:30. So there's an hour and a half in the front to get books pulled, to call people, to, you know, quarantine, to empty book slots that got filled the day before, and then you have that half hour at the end of the day once you close the doors to clean. But I feel like I know there's a lot of prepping sometimes at the beginning of the day that it's nice to do without patrons. So I still think it's good the staff to get there at 10:30. And then you don't need as much time at the end of the day. You're just like trying to clean and get out. So that half hour at the end, especially if people like certain times you clean your station and that station's not used again, there's no need to, like, you can clean that in the last 5, 10, 15 minutes sometimes.
Right, but I think what we need to be clean is just those high traffic areas. That's what you're going to have to worry about at the end of the day, the high traffic areas like the doors and all that kind of stuff are the ones that you have to worry about.
We also have to be cognizant of the part-timers with their time limitations, where they can only work so many hours before it starts costing the library much and the employee much more with the IMRF contributions.
And I'm not even saying to add any hours to what we have here. I'm just saying rework it so that your curbside hours are matching your open door hours, so the patrons have clear guidance, and then you're staffing to the same level you currently are. And if that means you don't open till 1 because you need that extra time in the morning, then figure that out so it matches this, but just rework it so there's not a difference between curbside and open door.
All right. I think that's doable.
So where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's my question. So how do we want to rework this, or we want to?
So
that's a lot.
I think if we have, are we staffing the same amount for the curbside as we are when the library is open?
Elisa says yes.
Okay. Well, that makes it pretty easy then, because on Monday, Wednesday, you're fully staffed from 10 to 6. So I think it would maybe make it easier if we had, I like spreadsheets. Can you open a spreadsheet?
You can make Jason a co-host, whoever's the...
Yeah, if you want to make me a co-host, I got a spreadsheet.
And that way he can share his screen.
That I've never done before. How do I do that?
If you click on his picture, the little three dots...
Oh, yeah, make co-host. Got it.
And make him a co-host, and then he can share his screen so we can see what he...
Okay. So you're going to fire up Excel then, or a spreadsheet?
Yeah, I got one open. I'm already typing. And then I'm going to share... share this. Okay. Great. So let me pull up the proposed hours. So hold on. Okay.
It's 12 to 6 Monday through Thursday.
So, but I'm counting curbside. So right now on Monday we're staffed, in Elisa's proposal we're staffed 10 to 6, right? Tuesday we are staffed 12 to 6, right?
Yes. Because there's no curbside in the morning on that.
12 to 6. Okay. Here, I'll do this. And then Wednesday, we are currently staffed. So that's the 10 to noon today, so that's 10 to 6. Thursday, we are currently staffed... 12 to 6, right? Friday, we are currently staffed 10 to 2, right? And then Saturday, were we planning on doing curbside 10 to noon as well?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 10 to 2.
You so said that's a little bit there, Jason, so
yeah,
that
sorry.
Blind people can read it.
Sorry, I got big monitor, so. Is that better?
That's better.
So then, Elisa, as far as best case scenario, how many hours on either end would you need to prep, or would you want to prep and clean?
You have, looking at your chart, Tuesday, 10 to 6.
On yours, you have Tuesday as listed as 4 to 6 for curbside.
Right. We're trying to do two evenings and three mornings, and then the weekends.
So if you open at 12, what time are people arriving?
Staff's here at 11.
Staff's there at 10?
All managers are here at 10.
Okay. And then our hourly staff get there at 11?
At 11. Some... at 11, then the second shift comes in at 2 to 6. Actually, the afternoon shift is going with after school. Staff work 4 to 7.
So we actually have...
school's out, they've been working, they've been coming in at working 3 to 6 or 2 to 6 right now until school starts.
So on Monday through Thursday, we actually have staff till 7 then?
No, till 6.
Till 6, okay. Yep. So if you want an hour on both ends, I mean, so let's say you want 2 hours in the morning, because what Omeka said as far as getting ready in the morning, so you would look at maybe on a Monday, you'd be open noon to 5. So that would give you 2 hours to prep in the morning and an hour at the end of the day.
Okay.
Right? So let's say we're open noon to 5, right?
Yes.
Tuesday, you wanted to have later days, right?
Well, I'm keeping with curbside. You're going to confuse people, though.
I'm throwing out curbside. I'm just saying these are our open hours, whether you're coming in or not.
Okay. Let's just say 1 to 6.
1 to 6.
Is that going to confuse people? Consistent? Yes. And then 12 to 5 on Monday, Wednesday. Thursday, 1 to 6. Friday, we're here till 4, so it could be 12 to 4 on Friday and 12 to 4 on Saturday. And you're saying that people are out in the morning running errands, they need 10 o'clock.
So, do you maybe do a 12 to 4 on Friday? And 11 to 2 on Saturday? Or?
I'm so confused.
Well, the thing is, I think we're trying to be consistent with
people
knowing that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we're open from this to this, and Tuesday and Thursday is our late night. And then the weekend, Friday and Saturday, we have the 10 to 2.
Well, so, Jake was trying to put down the hours the staff works. That 10 to 2 is not when the staff works. You're saying the staff works 10 to 4.
Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
On the weekends, it's a very skeleton crew on Saturday.
Let's say staff. And let's say open. So your staff 10 to 4. On Friday and Saturday.
Yes. But on Saturday weekends, very skeleton group.
And do we get patrons early on Saturdays, or do they usually come in the afternoon?
Throughout the day.
So at 11?
These are all 10 to 7, right?
Monday through.
Well, that was where, yeah.
Oh, nice job, Excel.
We're not open till 7.
No, these are the before.
Okay.
Just so we can see it.
That was 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
Friday.
Okay.
No, not Thursday, Friday. And then what was Saturday? Was it
10 to 4.
10 to 4
on Saturday.
So then...
this is my thing. If we open at 10 right now, if we offer curbside at 10, and that's when the staff arrives, I feel like giving them more than an hour is...
Yeah.
Like, staff is arriving at 10, and we've been giving curbside at 10 when staff arrive. I don't see why we can't do 10:30 to 5:30. You know what I mean? And then give people
half
at the beginning and the end.
Well,
and keep it consistent time. So,
yeah.
Like, they were starting at the same time they were arriving. Why do they need more than half an hour? We're wiping surfaces down. Because we still have a cleaning crew that comes to do the real...
Right, but that's only once in the evening. What I mean... During the day.
Right, but you wipe down, like if you're at Target or any of these stores, they wipe down after
the people. Right.
So you don't need this front loading and end loading. You're wiping as you
It has to be in between. That's something I want to bring up about the protocols, because if we're opening up to the public, it can't be just that one cleaning by the service that's provided to us. There has to be some continuous cleaning
just
on those high traffic touch points. Yes.
And the doors, you just, you know.
Wipe. Just take a wipe.
white, but, you know, you can have that once an hour or something.
Yes.
I feel like we need all of this before and after time.
So, yeah, if you do, so you're saying 10:30 to 5:30?
I believe in consistent hours. This 12, 1, 2, are going to have people standing outside going, today's a 12 o'clock day, not a, it's so confusing.
Yeah. All right, so let's just look at this. And then we're normally 10 to 5 on a Friday. So maybe make that a...
10:30 to 12:30. Because she said that the staff is there till 4, but they're not serving patrons till 4, which to me is like, why not? They have an hour and a half of being there without serving patrons.
So you're saying on Friday...
10:30 to 3:30?
Right.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to give the staff that half hour before and after. Now, if she feels like they need even more time than that with prepping, then maybe we need to cut them on some of these Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday of the days we're trying to catch up and get ready for Monday. I don't know. Sometimes you need more extended times with, you know, circulation and pulling books and stuff like that. There'll be less pulling now that people will be coming in to pull themselves. So you have to remember that there won't be as many curbsides. While curbside will still happen, they won't be as many because people can come inside, and you won't have them all concentrated in 1 or 2 hours, so it won't seem as busy because people can now come over a longer stretch of time. And we just have to tell people, don't come to curbside unless you've received an email or a call that your books are ready. Like, if you call in the morning, we're going to tell you, we will call you or email you when your books are ready. If you just show up and say, well, I placed some books on hold, did you receive a call or an email that your books were ready?
Well, maybe do we have a sign that says that? Maybe we have to have some signage outside.
Well, when they call, like if they place it on hold, I know not to just arrive unless it emails me telling me my holds are ready. Like the system.
Right, but you're still going to have those people that show up and just want to do it. So maybe we should have some signage.
Well, they probably do that because their holds were ready. Like they probably showed up because they got an email. Does that make sense? Like,
oh, you mean after booking and then later getting the email, and even though it's said another day, they show up on that day. Okay.
That means you know they're sitting. That means they've been pulled. So if I get the email, even though I didn't get the call from the library, I might still show up. Well, that's not hard. I can just pull them off the shelf. I didn't get to make the call yet, but the books are pulled already because I don't think they're even in the system as available until they've been pulled and checked out to you. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if that's correct, Elisa. I know that that's, like, you automatically know when the books are pulled and checked out to you.
Well, these hours, we got to make sure that we get the hours first.
I think
these hours of opening.
Decide.
So it's a reduction of 11 hours per week that the library's open, which is quite a bit. I mean, I know it's not the reduction of staffing hours. It's about an hour to 2 hours reduction in staffing per day. So, like, Monday, you're normally staffed 10 to 7. Now you're staffed 10 to 6.
Right now, I'm so short. As I said, we're using children's for curbside. But what I would like to recommend is on Friday and Saturday, the hours be 11 to 3.
Okay.
To the fact that we're short staffed, especially towards the end of the week.
And that's your open hours, right? You would staff around that on both ends for additional pulling, shelving, and cleaning?
Right. That'd give us an hour in the morning and an hour at the end.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. So.
I think that's good.
I know. Are these the hours that we're looking at now? It kind of looks more general. Jason, thank you.
That's way easier to understand it.
To understand it.
And then if I can't come on a weekday, then I try to come on a Saturday. Yep. Like if it closes before I get off on Monday through Thursday or Friday, well, then I need to try and come on Saturday. Like, we all have to understand it's a pandemic. We had to change the hours. Like, I think that's unreasonable.
All right.
Okay. Elisa?
Well, Lisa, are you going to talk to your managers about the, are we all in agreement about curbside just being offered while we're open rather than having curbside
separate? Yes.
I think it should just be offered while we're open.
Yes.
Yes.
can we approve this tonight so Elisa can move forward with it, or does it need to go to her staffer?
I think we can approve the hours, right?
We can approve it.
If Elisa agrees, then we should just go ahead and approve it, right?
Approve the hours, yes. And then she can discuss with the staff, you know, what we recommended. Huh?
That's a policy change in our operating hours that the board needs to approve. So we're looking at 10:30 to 5:30, Monday through Thursday, and 11 to 3 on Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
Yep.
And this is only due to the pandemic. This is our reopening right now.
Right.
Phase 4.
I think it's going to be really hard being short staff, but over 15 applications for three positions. So I want to move quickly on this.
Okay. So what do we need to do to make that happen? Tonight, we vote on the hours?
Yeah, and this shouldn't require any changing on the staffing hours than your original proposal. It's just adjusting the pickup and the opening.
Right. So. Everything should still remain the same. And they can still...
The same staffing hours that were planned for the proposal. So.
Right. It's just making it more general and structured for the patrons to be able to understand how we're open and not have too much confusion. I agree. So do we vote on the hours? For those hours for a reopening? Or do we go to the next two?
I think we should make a motion on this one first.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I make a motion to adjust our pandemic hours to 10:30 to 5:30 for patrons and curbside pickup Monday through Thursday, and 11 to 3 on Friday and Saturday for both doors open and curbside pickup.
Second. Roll call, please.
Yes. Brendage?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then the final, what is the final thing then?
There's two more.
There's our requirements.
Our requirements and what you can expect and the safety protocols.
They don't need to be approved because they're just policies, I think.
Right.
But there was
some wording.
Our requirements and what you can expect is what we wanted to hand out to the public. And the safety protocols was just to show you how we're preparing for reopening.
Okay, I have
procedures. They don't need to be approved. They're not policies.
Okay. I have questions on two. Which one are we looking at first?
Can you pull up our requirements?
Yeah, that's the one I have up right now. Let me share the screen. Great. So can everybody see that?
No.
I have mine in my hand.
Okay.
I will say my thing is the very first sentence after what?
Yes. Yes.
I think it should
too.
Be worded the way it says, due to the
COVID-19
among us. I'm like, this is not a familiar friend visiting.
So due to the COVID-19 pandemic impacting our lives.
Or just say, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes.
We must follow standard, like, and not say still among us. That's all I'm saying. Like,
I say pandemic instead of virus. It's a pandemic.
We must follow standards. So that was my one thing. And then later on, my other thing was in the second page. It was near the computer, that first line.
Yes.
Computers are limited due to COVID spacing.
Due to social distancing.
Yeah, due to social distancing. Computers are limited due to the need for
social distancing.
Social distancing. Yeah, say social distancing instead of say COVID spacing. And then there will be a limit of 1 hour instead of limited.
Yes.
But when you say computers are limited...
Due to the need for social distancing required.
Between stations. You can say between stations.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to...
Oh, okay.
You can say due to the need for social distancing between stations. Because now you have to make every other station empty to make people far enough apart. And then you just had an ED on limited. That's unnecessary. There will be a limit. of 1 hour. No, not that one.
Wait, wait, wait.
The second one.
Okay.
That was my only two things. It was just the wording on those two things on that page.
I wanted to add under library spaces, and if everybody agree, children really need to be chaperoned and supervised at all times. At all times.
Where is that?
You had that somewhere.
Is that on there?
No, it's there, but not at all times.
I agree.
Because you just have to.
You guys are like, don't leave your children.
At all times. And then we have set a limit
right
on
here.
The.
Yeah,
about,
she just has to add at all times.
Yeah.
At the end.
That's good.
Well, because if you're not watching them, they're touching things that
right.
We've seen or seen.
And we don't want to be responsible. We become liable. So. And then, I mean, this is just me. I mean, like I said, I've been reading so much and doing a lot of things myself from the HR side. Always wear a face covering and mask while in the library.
Yeah, instead of just, because some people are entering the building with it and then proceeding to take them off as soon as they get into whatever store or whatever.
Yes, I've seen it happen a lot.
Always wear a face covering or mask while in the library. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then, let's see, we have set a limit on the number of patrons. The library has set a number of patrons who can be in the building. We have set a limit on the number of patrons who can be in the building. I mean, something that says we've set a capacity limit of patrons in the building up to 50 or less or something like that, just the wording.
How are we monitoring? Like, how are we...
Monitoring? That's my next thing.
Julie, that's a good point. I just thought about that.
That's on my protocol side for the public.
And Elisa, does that 50 include staff?
It has to be.
Yes, it includes staff.
Yeah.
You might want to say,
so I would say the building capacity.
Yes, there you go. The building capacity.
We have patrons here instead of building capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. The building capacity limit. And most of the guidelines says up to 50. I don't have to say exactly 50, but up to 50 or less.
Yeah, so we're gonna have somebody like Target.
Yeah.
Come in, you know.
I was thinking that only because of the people, if we're not like, say the people at circulation are busy checking out, somebody's gonna walk in without a mask.
Right.
Who's there to make sure that they have the mask on when they come in?
Right.
Because you know they get really indignant if they've been there already for 20 minutes and then, you know, maybe somebody in youth services sees them and says, could you please put your mask on? I've been here for 20 minutes without a mask. Well, because nobody was at the front to like tell them.
Elisa, what's your front door coverage like to make sure people are masked and you're monitoring capacity?
What's the plan? Can't hear.
The managers are going to take, we're going to take the first 3 days of readers and then see how that goes. And then we may use Friends of the Library as readers for the following week when we get started.
Now, that's at the door. Once they're inside the library, what is our protocol and our plan for monitoring?
Staff will monitor their areas and make sure that there's social distancing and people are wearing masks.
Okay.
The Do same you have way one that, of those counters?
Well, some libraries have been giving out tickets when people come in, and when they run out of the tickets, then they know that it has to be.
Okay. Is that the way that we're going
to
do?
I don't think we're going to have a problem. I have yet to see 50 people in here unless we have a special program going.
Right, right.
Okay, one other thing that I'm using the library from home, where that first sentence, we understand that not everyone is ready to come to visit us in person just yet. We will continue to provide services that you can access from home or outside our building. I think we can access from home. We have isn't that curbside service that you can access from home? And then
we will continue to provide services that you can access online.
Online.
Sorry.
But then we also have our curbside services for menu pickup will continue. So we have two different things worded two different ways, because outside of building service, the same thing as curbside services.
Well, I think that's just a summary, and then you have the detailed bullet points. So I think.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
From home or curbside.
Well, that makes access sense. From online.
Yeah, online or curbside.
Well, or curbside.
I don't want to say online either, because
no,
there's still phone. So if somebody's not comfortable right. using the internet, they can call.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so from home or a curbside service.
Yeah.
Instead of outside our building. Okay. Perfect.
Elisa,
that's all I have for that.
Elisa, has anybody asked about using the meeting room?
I don't think she heard you.
Paul's already asking the meeting room for the fall for homeowners associations. We're telling them to call back after September.
Okay.
We're going to have in August, we're going to let our group come back and use the meeting room, the creative writing, the clubs, and the Friends of the Library.
Okay. Because I was just perusing through the requirements on the Illinois website, and they said meeting rooms up to 50 people. I would say if we open it up to anybody that's paying a fee, that we should probably tack on a pandemic cleaning fee.
Not just the cleaning fee. You need somebody to supervise that they keep to the numbers.
Yes, and monitor the numbers. And that's a whole nother discussion.
So that's right, because you need somebody who would actually stay.
Monitor that they're... Yeah.
You've got the homeowners group, and the homeowners groups are over 50 people. And they're also after hours, like from 7 to 9.
Right.
After September, when we see where we are, that's what I say.
So we're just telling them to call us in September. We're not booking for July and August, other than only our in-house groups. I know that the Lunch Bunch group is meeting outside at the Peter's home, and Jeanette's going to do a story walk. That's going to be outside.
Yeah, that's why she, I saw she asked for the things. Okay, well, I'm good with the hour requirements with those changes. Is everybody else good with the hour requirements?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. One more to go.
Let's see. So then we should approve it. We have to.
We don't have to approve it. No, that's just policy. Yeah.
Okay, so then the last one is
the protocols.
Protocols. Safety protocols. Caring. Yeah. Can everybody see that?
I have mine in my hand.
Okay.
I have mine on my big screen.
Me too, Russ, because
I have some
bad eyes.
You see these glasses on my face?
Yeah, I'm not wearing mine now.
I have a couple of questions on this one too, but if anybody else have questions, I just have a few questions.
I thought this one looked good.
This one was good. I have a question. The hand sanitizing station, do we only have one? We're only going to have one at the entrance. That's correct. Is Elisa there?
Yeah. She's coming back.
Okay.
The hand sanitizing station is $200 just for the stand and $50 a gallon for the sanitizer. So, yes, we'll have one at the entrance.
Okay.
And then we'll have bottles on the public service desk.
Okay. And then for the face masks, I know that you say we'll provide to the patrons if we do not have one. One of the things that I was reading and learned about that, you know, are we going to have a designated area? Because, you know, sometimes when we give people things that's not theirs and they just use it, they may just throw it away, you know, when they're on the way out or something like that. Will we have some type of designated area for mass disposal?
No, they need to take them with them.
What if they don't? And throw it in one of our garbage cans.
Yeah, that's fine.
They throw it in the trash can. Take them out,
throw them down in the parking lot like they do at Jewel.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
A lot of people bring them home. They use them.
Okay. Okay.
Some libraries are charging $1 for the mask, but start off with I'm not going to charge. If we have to reorder them, then I may consider $1 a mask.
That was my other question. Are we at a good capacity of our PPEs of what we need for, you know, being that we're giving out these masks.
If I have, I believe I have 300 masks.
Okay, perfect. Let's see, my other questions. Are we going to have signage on the water fountain that says it's closed? I've seen that somewhere.
The water fountain and the air dryers will be shut off.
Uh-huh.
Can we put
something there? I think I saw that Target where they just had fountain closed. Some people may not know, or, you know, just a sticker.
I've seen, like, painter's tape, just a big...
Yes, painter's tape, yes, yes. Yes.
We have five rolls of yellow tape that we're going to be putting on some of the furniture we can't move.
Okay.
And we'll put signage that the air dryer and fountains are turned off. I'm having the city come out and turn them off.
Okay. I think those are my only questions.
There's a spelling error for the staff. Temperatures will be taken, E-N, not taking, I-N-G.
Yes.
I read and didn't see that till just now.
And do we have any staff members that's going greater than 5 hours? Because I was reading...
Staff members going greater than 5 hours.
I was just from CDC and OSHA standards, they were talking about, you know,
working 5 hours?
Yeah, like in between. I know we do our screening in the beginning. Are we just doing it in the beginning?
Yes.
Our wellness? Okay. Then I'm done. That's all I had. Great job.
Okay. Are there any other amendments to this document? Anybody else?
No.
And the deep cleaning happens early in the morning from the janitors, right? From the service that's provided.
5 to 8.
5 to 8 in the morning? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have a plan in place. I just want to make sure because, I mean, we're responsible.
Right.
These high traffic areas like the doorknobs, the surfaces, things that people are going to be touching. Do we have a plan in place on when and how often throughout the day we're going to clean it? That's an OSHA requirement, 5054, making sure that our high traffic areas like doorknobs, surfaces.
Cleaning crew is only here Monday through Friday. They're not here Saturdays at all.
Right. But throughout the day to ensure the safety of, I mean, we're opening up to the public. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen. Do we have guidelines or some type of plan in place where we're going to ensure that we're continuing to wipe down these surfaces that the patrons may be touching, like the doorknobs and the, you know, the top of the counters.
Each manager in their department will be in charge of ensure the areas are clean. As for the bathrooms, we will have wipes in the bathrooms for patrons to use.
Oh, so we are having the bathrooms, okay. So who's going to be wiping down the doors, though, the doorknobs and all these different places that patrons will be touching and coming in? This is one of the ways of I guess, keeping prevention.
One of the positions I may have to shift and look for someone to be here during the day is maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be... I'm just looking out from a perspective of a business, us being responsible to our community. I mean, I see Target do it all the time in all the other stores. I mean, you come in, you can see they're wiping down, making sure that things are clean, showing that they're doing what's right. And I want everyone that come into the library to feel that we're doing our due diligence. That's all.
We'll do the best we can with the staff that we have at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So these last two documents are basically for us to peruse, and there's no reason for us to vote on these. So then, are there any other documents that we need to look at? Nope?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, then, hold on. Lisa has one more thing. July 13th meeting will be in the boardroom.
Oh, yes.
The meeting room.
In the meeting room, not the boardroom. In the Michelle Pfister meeting room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know it sounds silly, but do we have to vote on reopening on the date? I mean, is that something that we resuming?
Well, did we vote on that before?
As a formality, I don't know that we have.
I think we did it at the last meeting. Didn't we?
We tentatively said it, but I mean, I think it should be an official, with this plan in place, we're approving to
reopen the library.
Reopen on these, okay, to reopen under these terms and requirements and protocols.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you need to say all that, just that I make a motion that we reopen the library with limited hours on July 13th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Okay. Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Brendich?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great job, man.
All right, so there should be no other business, so then we are adjourned.
Okay, everybody stay safe.
Thank
See
you
in person on the 13th. Thank you, Elisa, and the staff members.
Have a happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
We'll try. You be safe, Darren. Don't come back.
Gosh. Yes, Darren. Wear all the masks, Darren.
I've got an N95.
Yes. Okay. Nothing but your eyes. Wear sunglasses.